When I pull up on you, then I might swerve, aye. Dribble off deuce, deuce, aye. That you might work, aye. When I pull up on you, then I might swerve, aye. Dribble off deuce, deuce, aye. That you might work, aye. That you might work.
Welcome back to another episode of the Michelle Matters Podcast. I'm Jox Michelle.
And I'm Jackie Michelle.
Welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, new episode. Probably a little late.
Yep.
But I can't lie, man. I feel like that's the way to wrap up 2020. a little off schedule.
That was the first time we've ever been late.
Yeah.
And we were just like, nope, not going to do it today.
Yeah. I don't remember, like, we just kept saying, oh, we'll record it tomorrow, and then, like, tomorrow pushed into, let's just record it next week.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of what's been going on 2020. Like, they're going to let us out the house next week, then right. Next week. So.
Right.
Yeah, man. So, this is going to be, like, our recap episode, kind of wrap up 2020. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any real format to it. We're just going to...
No.
We're just going to shoot it straight and see how it goes.
This is the last episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to see you guys until March.
Yeah. Taking a nice little break. A
nice long break. March 2021. Hopefully, we're out the house, but I don't see that coming. What you do?
No. Oh. I stopped predicting it because nothing I said was right, so.
Yeah. But I feel like I said it was going to be a year. Didn't I say that?
I don't remember, but I know everybody was wrong.
I'll see y'all. Oh, no. I said I'll see y'all in the fall.
Everybody was wrong.
We're still here. And it's winter, so.
But, yeah. And it's a real winter. Like, it's supposed to be, like, cold, cold for Christmas.
Was cold.
The high is 59 for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just excited to kind of wrap things up. I feel like the next 2 days are just going to be super hectic for me. And then once Christmas Eve hits, it's like smooth sailing. So
it don't feel like holiday time for me yet.
No.
Like we've had like our decorations and up since Thanksgiving, but I don't know why. I just feel off this year. Nothing feels right.
I know why, because we've been at home.
It could be, but I don't know. I'm not in like holiday spirit. Like it's different.
Drive and see lights yet.
And I don't think that will help me. I really don't. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not trying to be no Grinch or anything, but 2020 like took away all my energy.
Like, usually at this time, Judy will be playing, like, Christmas music. I mean...
For sure. She is, though.
Honestly, by, like, Halloween, she'll be playing Christmas music.
I don't understand y'all, but yeah.
But she has not this year. So, I don't know. It's just... It's weird. But I'm ready to just wrap it up and enjoy family again, like we did on Thanksgiving. And try to bring some Christmas cheer. I don't know.
Try. I wish that was my superpower that I got today, was some holiday cheer.
Like, but, how did that even start? What is that?
Bro, I don't know. But this has been one of the funniest days on social media, like, all year. But it's supposed to be some, like, alignment of Jupiter and Saturn. And it's supposed to, like, affect people with melanin. That's what they were saying on the internet. And then it turned into this whole thing. Like, people been preparing for December 21st. Like, oh, man, I can't wait to see what my superpower is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
So you don't know if yours kicked in.
I mean, my blackness has been my superpower for a minute. But, yeah, I felt a little tingle this morning. I didn't really get to test it out.
Right.
No.
It's not COVID.
Nah, because I ain't get to go outside. I ain't really test it out like that.
Yeah.
I ain't want to, you know, start a fire in the house or something, or start flying around the house.
Got it.
So.
I think my superpower probably hit last night then, because I stayed up the longest ever.
Yeah. I don't know. I was confused, and I don't want to get into it. Not another podcast.
Oh.
We can talk about it later.
Okay.
But yeah, that was, I guess that's a superpower. But yeah,
staying up late for me it is. But yeah, so you guys can subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts, send us comments on SoundCloud or the Gram, at Michelle Matters, or through voicemail at 954-652-6519. And
starting the podcast.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, so for our 2020 recap, I guess, we have some things written down. We'll see where the conversation goes.
Right.
But to start, what have you learned in 2020? Mm.
So I think the main overarching theme for me is funny because I was reading Psalms 23.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Yeah. I'm tired. So yeah. That I lack nothing.
Okay.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Like, that's literally what I learned.
Wow, that makes what I was thinking about so shallow now. But go ahead. Go
off, sis. To wrap it up, like, that's what I learned. Like, there were a couple months where I was just like, okay, so was quitting my job and going full time the right decision?
Mm-hmm.
And it proved to be the right decision after all. Things like even this weekend came up that could be business opportunities for us.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, okay. So I guess this is going to work out after all. Like, he just continues to take care of everything. So I like nothing.
Wow. Yeah, it's so shallow.
Cause I know that was deep, but I felt like the rest of our conversation was going to be just cracking jokes. So I was like, let me just get it all.
Because for me, when I was thinking, like, what did I learn? Like, I'm not that bad of a cook.
Mm.
I think I'm okay.
That's legit.
Yeah. You know, I do my little thing here and there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I found out that I thought I liked being alone, and I thought I liked staying in the house, but I don't. Not the way I thought I did.
Why did you think you did?
Because I did. I used to like not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, like after a long day.
Yeah. And that was the key thing. That was the key part.
Yeah.
I need to actually leave to want to come home and stay home.
Right.
So I didn't appreciate that the leaving part before. So now I appreciate it way more. And yeah, and I mean, the Lord will provide.
but
he did. He really did. Cause like I had this conversation this week when I was talking about, for the craziness and the hecticness of this year, like, you know, all glory to God, like nothing really slowed down for us.
Right.
If anything, in some areas we like did better than maybe we probably projected to or whatnot.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a lot of people didn't like lost their job or they stopped working. Like I never stopped working. If anything, like I started a new job this year, like right at the beginning of the pandemic. So
true.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That was just this year.
Yeah, it was been a long year.
Oh my gosh.
It's. Yeah, it's been a blessing, but it's been a trash year. but we'll get into why it was trash later. So, all right.
Yeah.
What are some things, so to describe why it was trash, what are some things that you wanted to do, but you didn't get to do this year?
You want to go first? I feel like you've got some.
I have a bunch of stuff. I mean, for me, like, I wanted to be out here. Like, I didn't go to nobody's resort. I got on an airplane, but not when I wanted to.
It was for work.
Yeah, it was for work. I gotta dip my toes in some international waters every once in a while. And I ain't get to scratch that itch this year.
Yeah.
Once again, that's very shallow. But that's something that I wanted to do that I didn't get to do. I don't remember all of our goals from the beginning of the year. I don't remember if we did that this year.
We did. I feel like most of them, we just, like, scrapped it.
I failed. Like, I know I failed.
In our minds.
Like, I know I wanted to read, like, a certain amount of books.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. Unless I go crazy on Audible, like, these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
It's not happening. I'm going to try to get 2 done while I'm home.
I'm going
to try to get 2.
I'm I might have read like 5 books this year. That's it. And typically I try to go for like 1 a month. That didn't happen. But I wasn't really pressed on reading books for some reason. I mean, because we had other things going on, coronavirus. But yeah, what did I want to do? Of course, travel. I wanted to do that. I wanted to come out with another collection earlier.
Mm.
But it's coming out in January, so I'm excited about that. I wanted to... I don't know. Like, I'm drawing a blank.
And there was one.
I don't even know what I wanted to do.
I wanted to like build off the momentum of starting the AAU program last year.
Oh, yeah.
So that one hurt a little bit, not being able to like go at it again this year and see what we could build on.
Right.
And like not coaching basketball. It's gonna be like a full calendar year of not coaching basketball.
That's crazy.
Or close to full calendar year. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's different for me.
Right. Oh, you know what I did want to do? I wanted to go to New York in the summer, I think, or in the spring.
Look at God.
So I could do the Borough Bike Ride.
Oh, I guess. Borough,
yeah.
No.
I forgot what it's called. But, yeah. They canceled it. It was crazy. But then I ended up doing my own kind of version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode 40 miles on my own. So, took a long time. But I wanted to do it in New York and actually ride through the different boroughs.
Wow.
So, that sucks.
That sounds hideous. Anyway.
But it was also an excuse to, like, take a trip to New York where it's good weather.
Once again, that sounds hideous.
Whatever.
New York in the summertime is...
No, like spring. Okay. I think it's typically like in May.
Still sounds hideous.
It would have been beautiful.
Nothing about New York says beautiful. Like, there's nothing in New York that's beautiful.
And in the fall, it's beautiful. To me. Some parts. No. Don't get me wrong.
The subway?
No, that's okay. Not one of them. Like, the city.
The grimy streets of, like, Brooklyn?
The
like,
city.
Mm-hmm. Which part of those?
Dumbo?
Yeah.
That's Brooklyn.
But how long are you staying in Dumbo?
Even some parts of Bed-Stuy.
There's nothing pretty about New York.
Okay.
You cannot convince me. No one can convince me that there's something pretty about New York.
You're a hater.
Anyway, that's one good thing that didn't happen about 2020. I didn't have to go to New York. So, yeah. So, okay. On the flip side, though, what are some things that you didn't expect to do and you ended up doing in 2020?
I didn't expect to do. I literally don't feel like we did that much this year.
No. All right. So, in pre-production, we did talk about a few things. So, like, we started helping with the food pantry.
Yeah.
That was something that we never planned to do. And it was actually kind of fun, like either helping them set up or delivering food to families.
We did.
I thought that was like a really good thing that came out of quarantine. And then we actually got to meet new people this year.
Yes.
Through Zoom, but still new people.
Yeah, I guess I didn't expect to like get out of my comfort zone while still being at home in my comfort zone. Like, that's strange.
It is. And that's crazy because like between like that, like we did a lot of things on Zoom this year. We've learned about all types of apps and it was House Party and it was like Microsoft Teams and Zoom and like now there's Clubhouse and it's like, but places where you're like kind of being out there, but still, right. Like you said, in the comfort of your home.
Like we out there, but like we're in pajamas.
You
know what I mean? It's weird. But I also feel like that's just where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like things adapt to how life is going. So like Clubhouse, it just kind of came out at the best time.
Yeah.
Everybody's home. And clearly, everybody's bored because y'all stay on there.
So. I mean, you stay on there too. I don't know why you're acting like y'all stay on there.
I feel like it's been like 2 days that I've been like, eh.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those apps that I feel like roller coasters for me. Like, yeah, when I'm on it, I kind of like it. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Clubhouse is this social media app where it's basically like a bunch of audio chat rooms, and you can jump into them as you please. Like,
yeah,
there's all types of topics, and there's ratchetness, then there's like, there's finance, real estate. There's a lot of networking. Like, yeah, I was on there talking with a Division I basketball coach. Like, these are things that you wouldn't normally be able to do. Like, even on Twitter, like, you can DM somebody,
right,
but you don't get that.
They're going to be like, yeah, okay.
Or even, they may not even respond.
That's what I'm saying.
But, like, if you're on Clubhouse, I'm talking to you. We're having a conversation. It's not me just shooting my shot. Like, it's me literally talking to you.
Yeah.
So, it's been pretty dope. Hosted some rooms. I mean, I feel like if I really put the effort in, we could really get it popping on there. But, I don't know. I feel like I get bored of it real quick sometimes. Yeah. So I'm not sure how long they're going to keep up this momentum, at least to keep my attention. Maybe they'll have other people's attention, but struggling to keep mine sometimes. Because there's only so many times we could talk about the same thing on there.
I mean, every room that I've been in has been kind of different. Like, there's some rooms where some people are just playing instruments.
I'm not doing that.
That's cool.
I'll
stay and listen because it's cool, and they're just making up songs on the spot. And then there's other rooms that it's like fashion designers link up or whatever, and then I'm like, okay, let me network a little bit. And then stylists and models and all that will be in there. And then there's other rooms where it's just random conversations about relationships.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Let me stay on there. But then I just don't want to hear people talk all day. Like,
exactly.
I have things to do. So
it's on and off for me, but yeah, I feel like we spend a lot of time on an app that doesn't sponsor us. So.
Okay.
What are some other things that we did but did not expect to? I'm trying to think.
This is not really something we did, but there's some answers, I guess, that I got this year about certain things, and things that, like, even you were thinking about for some time that I feel like has finally settled this year, because we were just able to be home and actually think about what spaces we want to be in.
Yeah.
So that was great. Just like clarifying certain things.
That's what happens when you got too much time to yourself or a lot of time to sit down. It forces you to think and do certain things and deal with like all the issues that you've been pushing away for a while.
Right.
So that's like one of the few good things that's come from this whole period. And then I also feel like I did more, I guess, things from like a leadership role. Whether it be at church or even between like some of my friends, some of the things that we've done, I feel like I really took a step forward in that during COVID. And I kind of like the way that turned out. So something to bring in 2021 and see how I can build on it.
Yeah, I like that. Anything else you didn't expect to do?
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of it. Yeah. I didn't really have much there.
Yeah. What were some things that were annoying to you this year? Besides, like, everything.
Yeah, right? Because I feel like there's some low-hanging fruit, right? Like, I could say a mask. Like, having to wear a mask, that's, like, easy to pick on. But it did annoy me for a while. And then it annoyed me that, I guess.
Wearing a mask annoyed you, or people not wearing a mask?
See, because it's both, right? No, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I had the problem with both. So in the beginning, I didn't really have an issue with masks. But then it was like, okay, if we're going to do certain things for long periods of time, having to wear a mask the whole time, that was a little annoying. But then I also had a problem with the people who didn't want to wear them at all. I'm like, that's selfish. So that was like super annoying. And it was all this like, and in an election year, right? So you got to deal with the craziness of an election year and all the bickering and silliness from everybody about that.
Ridiculous.
What else? What else annoy me? What about you?
I feel like mainly just people. People always annoy me, though. But, like, this year, it was like, wow, y'all really just don't follow anything. Like, there's literally a sticker on the ground telling you where to stand.
No. I don't need to listen to them.
And for me, it was like, man, I'm finally going to get the personal space that I've always wanted, right?
No. You don't believe in that.
Personal space?
Yeah, because you'd be invading my personal space all the time. Oh, in the store.
Yeah, I know you. I don't know these people. Like, whether it's coronavirus or not, I don't want people breathing on me or, like, grabbing things in front of me at the store or whatever. And it's just like, but why? Why can't you just stand on the sticker?
Yeah.
That's why they put it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people were annoying. Debates were annoying. Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, and then, man, so this has been a really long year, right? Because you also remember, like, this year of the George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. So yeah. It was, like, that whole period of time where I was annoyed by white guilt, that I felt like, they hemmed that up a lot about, you know, what can we do to help? And all that, like, I mean, I'm all here for allies. But it got to a point where it's like, all right, like, and just saying, where are they now? Research, go back and look.
For me, it's not even the allyship from people that was annoying. It was, like, the branding that was annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was, like, this maybe 2 week period of time on Instagram where it was like every brand had to say Black Lives Matter,
mm-hmm.
or had a blackout post, and it's just like,
but you got some sales off it though.
Yeah, but I'm a black owned business and I use black models and like I cater
no to no 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 I'm saying like a lot of people because of all that branding they're like, yeah, let's support a black owned business.
Yes.
You definitely got some sales off.
Right,
that.
But I'm just saying as a consumer, I was annoyed because I know some of these brands is like, we're not on any of y'all lookbooks, no websites, no shots. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Like I said, go back, research, see everybody, see who deleted their black photo
Nobody
post.
Deleted it.
Mm.
Nobody.
If it didn't match the aesthetic,
matches everything.
Hey, but when you got your color chromatic themes, and alright, go back and check some of your favorite people's Instagram posts and see if they still got it up. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That was annoying this year. Yeah, it was rough. And the thing is, like, I wanna say like I'm looking forward to next year, but I don't have any guarantee that next year's gonna be different.
Yeah. I mean, and we never have guaranteed. That's the thing.
This year proved that.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. It's just opened my eyes to see, like, what difference did a new year make all of our lives? if every year, because I feel like every year people are like, okay, I'm ready for the next year. Like, but this time people are like, okay, like, we're going to just throw this away and pretend this didn't happen. But you can't. Because you're entering next year with the same situation.
Yeah.
So, like, what difference does it make? But then, like, what difference did it ever make?
I mean, people, I feel like, you typically go into the new year with hope. Like, new year, new me.
And I think people still do have hope.
Yeah, I do. I think they do. But yeah. I question why. Like, there's nothing.
That hope, huh?
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're going to flip the page on the calendar, and then what? COVID's not going away. We still going to be out here wearing masks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I guess maybe there is something else that was annoying. So, like, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to get a call, like, from someone saying, hey, I was around somebody that had COVID, just wanted to let you know. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, the late text. Like, I think I'm late text. It's like, hey,
that's
just...
That's not where I thought you were going. More so, like, hey... You know, I all tested right. positive for this thing.
Oh, yeah, you went
that's
full.
That's more so what it is.
You went full Magic Johnson. All right, so no.
Because if you late, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Wow.
What?
I can't get beat. I'm just saying. It's just one of those like, yo, are you sitting down right now? Like, it's a lot.
It is.
And Yeah, so that was definitely annoying. But came with the territory of the year, man. Couldn't be all gravy, I guess. But
yeah. What were some things that you actually liked out of this? Like being home and like doing church at home? Did you like that?
It worked for the moment. I liked that.
Working at home?
No, none of that. Because it's not normal for me. Mm-hmm. It goes against everything in me to like be at home all day. Work from home. Like, I don't like people, but I like people. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I like the people that I like, right? So I like to be around them.
Okay. That makes complete sense.
But like, I don't just like being around people, but I like people. You feel me? It just depends on who I'm around.
Yeah.
Some people just like being out, like with people. It could be with randoms at the bar or vibes. Yeah. Nah, I'm not that guy. I need to be with my people. That's a vibe to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Always. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of what I like. What did you like?
I liked
being
able to be home, of course. I like not having to get dressed, really, for anything.
Okay, I guess.
I like that part. I did not like, well, I did like being able to, like, just cook whenever I felt like it or grab a snack, like, not having to pack a bag.
Yeah.
Wherever I go. That was convenient. I liked having you around. It just made work hard, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've noticed I'm very, compartmentalized. Is that?
That depends. Like, you gotta finish the sentence, I know.
Like, my methods are in categories, or, like, my life is in categories. So okay. I'm used to, like, okay, work is during this time. Mm-hmm. And even working from home before COVID was like, okay, I work from this time. I try to stop at like 4. And then by like 5-ish, Josh should be home. So I can transition now from work mode into wife mode. And I didn't have those anyway. It's like, okay, I'm working. And then let me just go to the kitchen and do things. And then go back to work, and then watch TV with Jax, and then go back to work. It's like, it's weird. And I don't like that.
So, that was something you didn't like.
That was something when we were talking like, about things that we liked. Something that I liked. Like, I liked having you here, but it just made other things harder.
I like that I made just as much money working less this year than normal. If that means anything.
Then you like working.
I do.
Like, you don't like being idle, so then...
I don't like being idle, but I also like money. And in all situations, if I can get more for less, I'm going to take the more.
No, of course.
So...
It's not even about taking it.
That's super temporary, and I understand that. So that's why it's like, enjoy it while you can, buddy. This ain't going to last long. I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but for right now, it's temporary. It's super temporary.
But is a year temporary?
Yo, 2020 did not go how anybody expected, my job included. My job specifically. Like, I don't know if they listen, but I haven't done my job since I've started, right? Like, I was hired to be a supervisor.
Yeah.
We have no one to supervise. Mm-hmm. So, I've been doing work, but not, like, what you hired me for.
Right.
Once in, not my fault, not their fault. I'm not complaining. They haven't fired me yet or put me on leave. So, I feel like we got a good relationship right now. I appreciate it.
Got it.
Yep. I'm trying to think. I feel like I spent more time with my sister.
Oh, that's
during quarantine.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was cool. So I appreciated that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that as well.
I think I spent a lot more time with my parents.
Yeah, I feel like you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got like... Because your dad's usually not around this much.
Yeah.
So that's another good thing.
Like, he was actually here.
All year.
Probably for like 1 month he wasn't here, but all year.
The most I've ever seen him.
Yeah. Another thing that I liked... something that came out of it was Versus.
That worked out. Yes. Yeah. There have been some trash ones, but for the most part, it did work out.
Yeah. I mean, the one that I was most excited for was amazing. Brandy
Which one? Monica. Okay. Yeah.
And then I was looking forward to Keisha Cole, but you know, COVID. So
that's about as 2020. I feel like some of the best verses though were the ones like before it was like super popular. So like the Neo, Jonte Austin, that one was really good, but I don't feel like as many people watched it because it was super early. And then like the Timberland and Swiss Beats one was super early. I'm saying it was like that was like the first one. You can probably find it on YouTube. Yeah. The newer ones I think are on Apple Music or whatever Apple whatever. I don't know what y'all use, Apple but
yeah. You listen to music on Apple Music.
Anyway, so
don't know why you
actually they're available other places. And I like how technology has adapted to the situation. Like a lot of things that used to be meetings we do through email now, or like I totally appreciate that. We don't have to be physically around each other. We can video chat, which I don't like as much, but I appreciate it. Because I hate when we're having a meeting and someone's like, hey, let's turn on our cameras. And I'm like, I just got out of the bed, bro. Like, I literally just rolled out of bed into this meeting. And now y'all talking about turn on your cameras.
Nah.
But we'd have to learn like a whole new level of etiquette. Like, I never knew how important mute buttons were till this time. Because a lot of people be talking reckless in the background of meetings.
Yeah.
So mute buttons have become key and clutch during this period of time.
Yeah.
And turn off video. It's also been clutch.
Yeah, it's been funny, like, watching people navigate through those.
It was a struggle, man. Technology, it was a struggle though, in the beginning.
Because even right now, people still, like, I'll be watching stuff on YouTube, and I'm just like, this is what happened in your Zoom call? Like, the baby crying, this is happening, like...
Or the kids on Zoom and, like, the mom's walking around getting dressed. I'm like, you!
Yeah. A mess. So, yeah. Especially with the older crowd. They just don't know how to use it.
Yeah. So, since we aren't going to, like, do podcasts for, like, the new year and all that, what are some things you are looking forward to in 2021? I know I said I didn't have
hope. You mean the top of the new? We're still podcasting next year, just not.
Yeah. But I mean, we're not gonna get out the 2020 goal, 2021 goals, because it's gonna be like March. So we're gonna skip out on a lot of that.
Lead this one.
Okay, so for me, I am looking forward to, like I said, I think 2021 is when we can bring back the AAU program. I feel like people are going to be a little more comfortable. The vaccine's going to be out some. So I'm hoping May, June, we should be able to get it cracking again. With AAU basketball. I'm looking forward to taking the podcast to another level. I have things in my mind that I know I would want to do. So, so definitely stay on the lookout. I mean, if you've watched the podcast from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, how we've updated like our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And even like the videos on there, they progressively look better. Now there's like an intro to the video. There's an outro to the video.
Yeah.
You know, we got like Lord Thurs, like just keep building it. We started the merch. Mm-hmm. So like taking it to, we started vlogs, like taking it up another level in 2021. I'm really looking forward to that. Just because we're taking a break, but I think it's best for the content.
Yeah. We're gonna just, I don't know, that's what I'm looking forward to right now. It's just like taking a break. Mm-hmm. And just kind of like taking it back to where we were in March, to be able to like sit and dream and like put things on paper. Mm-hmm. And actually come up with a plan, because I think just a lot of things are happening at the same time for us right now. So it's like, okay, let's really figure out how this is going to work.
Yeah.
How numbers are going to work, things like that. And then hit the ground running.
Yeah.
In 2021, even if we're still at home.
Yeah, I think that was the thing, right? Like in 2020, we were kind of hesitant. Like, things were slowed down. We didn't know how to maneuver exactly 100%. Mm-hmm. I think 2021, whether we're inside or outside, I don't, things don't have to stop. Like, right. We've learned that things don't have to stop because you're not outside.
Things, like, can't stop.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
We got to be back to it. Our plans, our goals, they don't have to stop. We'll just find different ways to make them happen.
Yes.
So, and I think we kind of, like, I think the momentum we built up going into the end of the year, just, like, carrying that over to next year. So, like, even things like, I feel like we've done a better job, like, with, like, working out or doing different things. Like, even our dynamic, like, in the house, I feel like we've done a better job, like...
At balancing.
Yeah. You do certain things, I do certain things. Like, oh, you're running late? All right, I got you. I'm finna go do this.
Yeah.
And, oh, hey, can you go grab that? Like, I feel like now we're cooking with grease. And we gonna roll that over into 2021.
Yeah.
And, yeah, snowball effect that thing built.
So. Yeah. I think... if there is an end to this, because, you know, people are taking the what's it called? The shot?
Vaccine.
The vaccine now. So who knows what's going to happen? Yeah. Maybe things might open up mid-year.
Maybe people grow third arms.
Maybe, you know. And if things do open up again, then it's going to be like, okay, how do we transition
to mad that dash. Life
again?
Yeah.
What does that look like? So, just being open. That's kind of like my goal for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Being open to whatever possibility could happen in life. Because you just never know.
Yeah.
If this year has taught us anything, it's like, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I don't think I have anything else, do you?
Me neither. This was nice and sweet.
Yeah, just a little teaser.
Yeah.
Let y'all end the new year right with us. The new year, the old year, right with us. Mm-hmm. And hopefully next year, things are bigger and better on here. And look forward to seeing y'all then.
It will be.
Hey.
And we'll give updates, you know, with any changes.
You know, maybe little vlogs here and there. You might see some.
Maybe.
We're on vacation. Might have time to make some content.
Maybe you might do it.
Nope.
But if anything changes, you know, like where we're podcasting from, we'll update you guys on that, like on Instagram.
Yes.
So follow us there. Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. See you in 2021.
Bye.
See ya. When I pull up on you, then I might swear, I double off deuce, I that you might work, I. When I pull up on you, then I might swear, I double off deuce, I that you might work, I that you might work, that you might work.